Thank you very much for that. It's very wonderful. Last Sunday, we began a new round of our outreach collections to benefit the transitional living, transitional housing program that's being sponsored by the, or being put on by the Nashua Pastoral Care Center. Very pleased to have speaking to that today to tell us a little more about it and specifically what this collection will be used for. We have Carol Connors, who's a member of the Pastoral Care Center staff. Carol, it's good to have you with us today. We invite you to come forward to tell us about the new program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here this morning. This is such a very warm, welcoming place to come to. I was here a couple of years ago talking to you about a different program that we have. I'm very happy to tell you that we are celebrating our 20th year of serving the disadvantaged in the Greater Nashua area this past January. 20 years ago we started. It's 18 years ago that the Transitional Housing Program began. It's one of our four core programs, and it is the only one that is for women only, women and children. And it's our only real housing program. I like people to understand that. Everything else that we do is for everyone, but this is strictly for young, single, homeless moms who have no other place to go. So 18 years ago was a real need for serving this particular population. And what we started doing as an agency was really getting local landlords to give us below market rates for rentals, and then we would filter our clients into these apartments and manage it that way. So I'll tell you what it's like today. We actually can house 18 families at one time, and again, what all of these families have in common is it's young, single moms between the ages of 18 and 35 who can have up to three children. They all are homeless. They need a place to start over, and that really is key to our program. It's geared, it's a program, very structured, for those women who are ready to do the hard work and make the changes in their lives so that they can become self-sufficient, which is our mission, everything that we do. So what happens is when our women come from many different places, not just the Nashua area. It's quite a referral system out there. Oftentimes they are leaving abusive, dysfunctional relationships, quite often recovering from substance abuse, very troubled. After a thorough screening process, again, we have to make sure that the women are ready to do that hard work and also be ready to go to school. That's a mandate of our program, that they have to become involved, not necessarily right off the bat, but at some point, in a program that will give them the skills or the knowledge that they need to be able to get the job that will enable them to support themselves and their family over the long term. So we have to make sure that the program is right, it's a good fit. Once they are accepted, they come to the Norwell home. Now we're right around the corner up on Concord Street, and we have two phases to this program. The first phase is a group home called Norwell where the women live together. We can have up to eight families at one time. Right now we have seven women and 13 children. And it's quite an active place. I was just spent an evening there last week. It's wonderful. Here, the women they develop their own individual plan with the case managers to get what they need, whether it's services, therapy, counseling, help with parenting, access to the services that they're entitled for. The case managers take care of all of that and then get them set into whatever their educational plan is going to be. For some women, it's a couple of months. For others, it may take almost a year to be at the point where they can then live a little bit more independently, leave the group home, and go into one of 10 apartments that we have in the city of Nashua. We actually own 9 apartments, and we rent one from the First Church. So we have 8 families in Norwell, and then we have 10 apartments, so 18 families at any one time we can actually work with. So the women matriculate into phase two, into the one of the apartments, and they're usually well into their educational program and stay until they basically finish that, or sometimes it's a matter of obtaining the housing that they've been waiting many years for, and if that happens, then our women will leave us. But it's a little less structured, but still there's a lot of case management that goes on. So as I said, it's a very structured program, a lot of rules, regulations. It's time for the women to focus on themselves and their children and do what they need to do so that they can become self-sufficient. Last week we had a little ceremony. We had 4 women who graduated from the program. We brought them back, and they're well on their way. They're in their own housing now. And we brought them back to talk to the women who are just beginning at Norwell to kind of share their experiences, the challenges that they had, their thoughts on now having completed the program, and how tough it was, and it was it was a wonderful experience for them to be able to share and give words of encouragement and say, you know, yes, there's a method to the madness here. If you follow the program, this is what can happen to you. You can then have a place of your own and be able to support your family. It's a terrific program. I love working for the care center. What I do is development work, helping raise awareness of what we do in the community and also raising funds. Just one other quick thing that I'll share with you. We have a major fundraising event every year in March. It's a gourmet festival and auction. And we were able to bring a woman that graduated from the program back. She graduated 10 years ago. And she is now teaching elementary school in a local town, just finished her master's degree, and is thinking about going on to get her doctorate. So it was absolutely wonderful to have somebody come back 10 years later to talk, well, it was a group of our donors, basically, but to share her story of success. Thank you very much for listening.
Carol, thank you very much.